Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon. It is Glenny Outlaw here. Today is Thursday, February 4th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office has announced a few warrants in the local area. Douglas Lee Hunter has two local warrants, one for burglary of structure and grand theft, $5,000 or more, but less than $10,000, and one for burglary of structure and larceny slash grand theft, $300 or more, less than $5,000. And Brittany Nicole Farby has a local warrant for failure to appear for possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia or use. If you know of any information regarding Farby or Hunter, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144 or contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be submitted on the free Hardy County Sheriff mobile app or called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing *STIPS. Your jobs here in Hardy County. Cognitutor is looking for a private tutor. 1 year of high school teaching or tutoring experience is preferred. Sebring International Raceway is looking for a gate guard. Qualifications include a high school diploma and related experience, the ability to work independently, excellent communication skills, and a flexible schedule. And Wazik Construction is looking for a site admin. Requirements include 1 to 3 years experience in administrative support, Microsoft Office proficiency, and multitasking skills. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
We have a message from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. They tell us their dispatch center has been receiving a multitude of calls in reference to individuals wanting to make an appointment for the COVID-19 vaccine. If you're wanting to make an appointment, you must call the Hardy County Department of Health at 863-773-4161. There are additional opportunities for the vaccine through Central Florida Healthcare. You can contact them at 863-767-0696.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 60 degrees out, feels like 67, sunny, air quality fair. Maximum UV index is 4, moderate. The winds east-southeast at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 7. Humidity is 38%, indoor humidity slightly dry at 43%. Dew point is 35, cloud cover 7% with the visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:44 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, areas of fog early this morning, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 60s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming south around 5 this afternoon. Tonight, clear in the evening to becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s with south winds around 5 miles an hour. Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. And Friday night, mostly clear in the evening to becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s with south winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. To prevent a damaging plant virus from taking hold in California, seed companies have agreed to a set of protocols for people and machinery. The Clean Seed Agreement aims to combat cucumber green mottle mosaic virus, which affects cucumbers, watermelons, cantaloupes, and similar crops. The virus first appeared in a Sutter County field in 2012, but now seed companies plant only seeds tested to assure it's free of the plant virus. Aided by the USDA's Agricultural Trade Promotions Funds, Pear Bureau Northwest has launched a series of consumer outreach promotions using new digital platforms, content partners, and social media influencers in Latin America. The additional funding will allow the Pear Bureau to increase consumer outreach efforts and work together with different communications outlets, reaching a broader audience throughout Latin America, especially millennials and moms. Wind and rain last month has spoiled hopes of having an abundance of berries for Valentine's Day for Southern California strawberry growers, but the fruit should still be available, albeit at lower volumes and higher prices. Until the storms, according to thepacker.com, Southern California was enjoying an ideal strawberry season. Dry weather with temperatures as high as 80 degrees was bringing on a plentiful supply until Mother Nature got cranky. Wind gusts of 80 miles an hour prompted growers to pull pickers from the fields and cause scarring on some berries.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio Program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News Program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Dating back to 1958, submitting performance data is not a new concept for the Angus membership. Almost 60 years later, the Angus Herd Inventory Reporting Program, or AHIR, pivots to encourage membership to submit data from a whole herd inventory perspective. American Angus Association Director of Member Services, Jerry Cassidy, explains the importance of how submitting data drives the Angus breed forward.
Inventory reporting is just going to be another option to submit data. It will help us increase the quantity of data, but more importantly, it will also help us improve the quality of the data that's submitted. So for decades, we've had members submitting performance information. In return, initially, they got things like average daily gain calculated and in-herd genetic prediction tools. From that, we developed dollar indexes, bioeconomic indexes to better illustrate the profit potential of our calves.
The key is producers report data on all their cows and all their calves, so high performers can receive full credit and members are provided with a more accurate database. No matter your herd size, participating whole herd reporting through AHIR can be a good fit for you. Visit the American Angus Association YouTube channel, Angus TV, to watch the full-length AHIR webinar and subscribe for more educational content.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street opened higher this morning. The market's advance comes amid a decline in weekly jobless claims, coming in at 779,000 last week. That represents a decline of 33,000 from the week before. Tomorrow, the government will release the monthly employment report for January. Worker productivity in the October-December quarter fell by the largest amount in 39 years as the pandemic roiled the labor market. The Labor Department reports that productivity fell at a rate of 4.8% in the fourth quarter after having risen strongly in the two previous quarters. Merck posting a big fourth quarter loss due to a hefty charge and higher spending on research, production, and overhead. The company also announcing Ken Frazier, its longtime chief executive, will retire July 1st. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Alabama, to no surprise, has been rated as having the number one recruiting class overall following the final signing period this week.
We're not really interested in rankings or ratings or anything like that, because how guys develop in your program is really what is the most important thing. And I think that we've had guys that had no stars around here that became first-round draft picks, and we've had some five-star guys that, you know, didn't turn out as well as we thought they might.
Bama coach Nick Saban, a pair of upsets in top 25 play, saw St. John's defeat number 3 Villanova 70-59. East Carolina tripped up number 5 Houston 82-73. It was 10th-ranked Alabama 78, LSU 60, 14th-ranked Virginia 64, North Carolina State 57. Georgetown 86, 15th-ranked Creighton 79, Pittsburgh 83, 16th-ranked Virginia Tech 72, number 18 Missouri 75, Kentucky 70, South Carolina 72, 22nd-ranked Florida 66. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, Milwaukee defeated Indiana 130-110. Pacers guard T.J. McConnell says it's tough to stop the Bucks' three-point shooters while also having to deal with Giannis Antetokounmpo, who ended up with a triple-double.
He's an MVP-type player for a reason, and he finds the open shooters. We were just a step slow getting out to them, so have to be better in that area.
Philadelphia beat Charlotte 118-111. It was Dallas 122, Atlanta 116, the Clippers 121, the Cavs 99, New York 107, Chicago 103. Oklahoma City 104, Houston 87, Washington 103, Miami 100, San Antonio 111, Minnesota 108, New Orleans 123, Phoenix 101, Sacramento 116, Boston 111. Pair of games in the NHL. Boston in overtime over Philadelphia 4-3. Tampa Bay beat Detroit 5-1. Chiefs quarterback Tyrann Mathieu says they aren't getting too high for Sunday's game against the Buccaneers.
You know, all the game plan is in. So right now we're trying our best not to peak too soon.
With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. Your quote for today: I'm not sure if I lost my camo pants or if they're just doing a really good job. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.